Keep them cameras rolling. Keep them motherfuckers rolling.
Are you sexy, baby girl?
Hell yes. Shit.
Yeah, November 2nd, we are back for more. October's done, Halloween's behind us. Thank goodness. I don't know if you guys know this, I just realized I'm looking at my calendar here on the desk, and it's November 2nd, which means it is the first Monday of National Pot of Thunder Month.
Yes.
Now that Breast Cancer Awareness Month is over, we've moved on to Pot of Thunder Month.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought it was Movember, where every jag-off out there grows a mustache for testicular cancer.
We actually all decided to get together and get rid of Movember. Now we're doing Pot of Thunder Month.
I'm pretty sure Pot of Thunder Month could overtake it rather easily.
Yeah, that's happening this year.
Yeah,
so
this will be a blood.
Is this like the Pitbull takeover of New Year's
yes,
Eve?
Exactly.
I'm on board with that.
Yep.
This is a bloodless revolution.
I'm right. Still going to carve out a Fu Manchu on my sack, though.
So yeah.
Sort of participate in the previously existing thing.
The Movember.
Yeah. Right.
So how do you know how you show your, I don't know, what do you call it, your support of Pot of Thunder Month?
How do you do that?
I don't know. Do you buy a t-shirt from T Public, Pot of Thunder?
Yeah, and you wear it.
Okay, it's either that or what else?
I don't know.
We should actually come up with a real thing. You wear a color and then send a picture on social media.
Wear a color.
I don't know. That's what everyone wears, pink for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah, we're bigger than just colors.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wear a shirt.
Colors. Colors. Colors.
We're not going to spend our lives being a color.
Colors.
How about you wear a lavender dicky and take a picture?
Right.
Is that good?
How about just put on a dicky when it's nice and cold out.
Yeah.
And
send us a picture of you wearing a dicky.
You bombard Marco Mendoza's accounts until he caves in and comes on this program.
How about you send pictures of men wearing dickies to Marco Mendoza for Pot of Thunder?
How about somebody
month?
Score a picture of him wearing one? Marco Mendoza wearing
I think you have to put one on him in his sleep. Guy doesn't wear shirts.
That's all he wears sometimes.
You think he just wears a dickie in the winter? No shirt?
Probably during band rehearsal, that's all he's wearing.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Dickie and a nipple ring?
It would still be great to get that guy.
I don't even know who he is. I have to confess.
Oh, stop.
Nick and Chris know.
Why would you say that out loud?
Because I don't care. I don't know.
You don't remember?
Just one ridiculous outburst after another out of this
guy.
I don't care.
He plays bass in Black Star Writers. I know that because you guys told me.
First of all, he doesn't anymore.
No.
But second
Dead
of all,
Daisies.
It's so beyond that. It's not even funny.
But if he, honestly, if like, he walked in here and you didn't say that's Marco Mendoza.
Oh, stop.
I'd be like, oh, that's
you're
that's
wrong
Chris's
about
friend
that.
Carlos.
No, you're
I'd
wrong.
I'd be like, oh, cool,
that.
Nice to meet you, buddy.
I
don't know.
You'd be
him.
Wrong about that.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
You don't have to know somebody to bask in their aura.
Well, I don't even think I've seen him.
You honestly don't remember him. Okay,
we saw him live. You're right.
Yeah.
You told me that. Yeah,
think
I don't.
Think of the band that we saw:
Tommy Aldrich,
Ted Nugent, and Marco Mendoza.
Yeah.
Think
yeah,
of that.
That is
now,
a power trio.
If you can hang with those two guys.
No, I'm sure he's an animal.
Your legend status.
I'm
at
not
that
talking
point.
Bad about the guy. I'm just saying I'm not familiar with his work.
Oh, well,
and I couldn't pick his face out if you showed me three pictures of guys that look like him.
None of what you're rambling on about matters.
It doesn't. I agree with you.
Jesus.
But now I'm just digging myself.
You don't have to
deeper,
know where he was born,
hole.
How old he. You don't have to know that.
Okay, in one sentence, I'll
you
sum it up.
You want to know his background?
Let me sum it up. I need to familiarize myself with Marco Mendoza. How's that?
Good. Do it on your own time.
You're
people
right.
Here have come for a show. They've come for an entertainment.
Well, they could be entertained by the fact that I don't know who Marco
Mendoza
is.
They've seen what the song is, and they're chomping at the bit for us to get at it and see what we think of it.
I'm more of a Marco Banderas fan.
Okay.
Is that guy?
Well, I don't even know.
No. Adult film star?
No.
No, maybe not.
Now,
well, I definitely am a fan.
You know how Nuno was playing with Rihanna?
Yeah.
Nuno Betancourt.
Right.
I could see Pitbull scooping up Mendoza for his live band. Just saying.
Is that a trend for like pop people to have rock people in there? Or is it just a one-time deal?
I don't know, because Michael Jackson did it all the time, right?
Did he? Yeah.
Yeah. He had some of the
Didn't he have Slash play with him? Not his band, but like perform with him.
Yeah, what, Steve Stevens?
Yeah, Eddie Van Halen. Yeah, there you go. List. Had that Jennifer Batten broad. Yeah. Orianthe was associated with him.
There you go.
It's not unprecedented. You're right. It's not unprecedented.
Right. All right. So, anyway, yeah, National Pot of Thunder Month. Support it.
Support it.
However we decided. I don't even remember. Or you could make up your own way to decide.
However you want.
Yeah. Wear some weird outfit to work. Now, you wear a dickie to work. How about that?
You know what Mendoza would probably have in his contract as far as playing a show? I think we might have a sound clip that might... If they want him to be in a show.
Your segues are just incredible.
Am I fucking? Okay, I'm in the motherfucker.
That's it, huh?
That's what it says in his contract.
It's a Snipes-esque stipulation, right?
Yeah, so Wesley...
guy's name?
I forget. It's a comedian, a Def Comedy Jam clip talking about Wesley Snipes being in movies and having that one demand.
Right. It's pretty good.
That's all he wants.
Am I fucking? Okay, I'm in the motherfucker.
That is a hilarious concept. Wesley Snipes. So, yep. So what do you got? Anything? What are we doing? We jumping into the merchandise and moving forward here?
Well, I feel I should make a brief statement on the recent development that we've discovered that Chris Jericho has entered our orbit. He's not only a listener, but a self-proclaimed fan. I feel I need to address some comments I've made on previous episodes. So if you could,
that's nice for that. Great.
So it's going to be a serious moment here.
I think you need to cue up the appropriate music. Something we haven't done in a while.
A very special episode.
And
that's not happening. So you're gonna have to move on.
No wonder Jericho loves this show. Well, the production. Yeah.
And now Andy's going to do everything he can to sabotage this program.
That's what I do.
But what I'm about to do is I'm going to state the obvious, but I feel it's necessary, mainly because Andy has no comprehension of what's going on. Okay, let me just go on the record as saying that no one, meaning me, is going to smash Chris Jericho's face into a turnbuckle. No one is going to break a chair over Chris Jericho's back. Chris Jericho will not be sucking Andy's dick anytime soon.
Wow, is that something that came up too?
Yeah, I alluded to that in the previous episode.
Insult you threw out?
Now, the reverse scenario, that's not off the table.
Not off the table.
That could absolutely happen.
What is happening here?
By the end of the week.
The end of the week.
Anyway, just wanted to get all that out and just say that I'm going to give a professional wrestler the benefit of the doubt that he understands smack talk. And he also understands that not all show business entertainment is to be taken at face value. Call it backpedaling, call it a mea culpa, whatever you want to say. We're just damn glad to have a real king-size celebrity enjoying our podcast. That's all.
There you go.
I was just listening to the guitar the whole time, actually.
Yeah, of course you were.
That was some picking.
I thought you didn't listen to your own work.
I don't listen
to you like that, huh?
You don't listen to your own spoken word.
Not
efforts.
Spoken word.
Right.
No.
Great. Anyway, that's it. Happy to have him as a listener. Thanks for the shout out. Thanks for Three Sides of the Coin for giving him that platform. And now we move forward and try to continue to offer up some entertainment.
And thanks to all the other new listeners. Let's not forget them.
I forgot about them.
Okay. Well, they count. They count.
Oh, okay. So, what do you have, Nick? This week's piece of KISS merchandise.
Something that I can't use.
Who wants to fire away the first joke at that one?
We'll give the listeners a couple of moments here.
Yeah, talk amongst yourselves.
It's something that I could have...
Oh, Gene's chiming in.
It's something that I could have used this past weekend.
Boy, more jokes.
I love Shane Beaver.
Had I gone on the Kiss Cruise.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But
yeah.
I've never been on the Kiss Cruise.
You don't have the dineros to get on the Kiss Cruise.
I would love to.
Is it expensive? I forgot. It's got to be, but I don't know. Yeah. Like, do we know what the cost is?
I don't know the exact number, but you know it ain't cheap.
It's probably like going on any kind of vacation.
But I mean, is it
no,
like the same?
No.
Is it like way more than a regular cruise? Like if you took
it's
that same
be.
Ship?
Are you kidding?
Right. So I just
Just to hop on some fucking Carnival cruise with a bunch of regular Joes on there versus all these bands and Kiss. Of course, there's gonna be an upcharge for that. Are you kidding?
Right.
How naive are you?
Unfortunately, Jesus. We can't.
It's unbelievable.
We can't use these. They sent three of them, actually.
Hmm.
Boom! Yeah. Too bad.
Stop.
Well, anytime someone takes a break in their speech, any pauses, I'm throwing one out.
With Nick, you could be throwing one out every 2 seconds. What? Get to it. Three of what?
They sent three passes to a special. Exclusive area on the ship.
Mm.
One for each of us.
Bob McLean's cabin.
It's the ultimate legal high. Sugar.
Why?
Hands off the keyboard for a minute until we get to the bottom of what's going on.
That's nice for daddy.
The worst.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got three. They sent us three promotional passes because we're, you know.
To Bob McLean's cabin? That's where all the action's going to be happening.
I guess it's a similar kind of thing. It's a take me down below pass. Take me down below.
Deck.
There's a take me down below stateroom that's very exclusive.
Okay, what goes on there?
Well.
Wait a minute!
It's for casual encounters and whatnot.
Okay.
Now listen.
For various types of debauchery.
Get off of the keyboard over there. Jesus. This guy's losing it, man.
It's basically like an Eyes Wide Shut party.
That sounds interesting.
From what I hear, so.
Christmas, I love it.
So maybe some of our listeners who are there, I think we have a listener or two wearing a Pot of Thunder t-shirt on the boat.
So this would be the time to wear the Pot of Thunder tank top, but too late now.
You could conceivably go Winnie the Pooh with just the Pot of Thunder t-shirt at this Eyes Wide Shut party.
And like a Lone Ranger mask on.
It's like the low-budget version of the Eyes Wide Shut party.
Yeah, basically.
Lone Ranger.
That's what goes on.
So why would they send this to us if they know we can't go? What kind of fucks with somebody?
They probably
like that?
Thought, hey, these guys are doing a Kiss podcast. Of course they're going. No.
Bullshit!
We're not going, unfortunately.
Well, we don't have time to go. We got to put out a show every week.
That's true.
That's why people wonder why I want this thing to end. We got other shit we could be doing.
Maybe two episodes.
Maybe you do. I know I don't.
You'd be surprised.
I love Shane Beaver.
All right, so. Yeah. What happens?
It's coming unraveled over here.
Well, I'm going to, it's kind of strange. I'm going to go over by the song generator.
Yeah.
The random song generator, which has been the point of much speculation.
It takes
lately.
Up the majority of the room that we broadcast
from. It does.
From.
And,
we finally put a picture up.
Yeah.
Back when it was in use by its previous owner.
Yeah, I mean, and that's an old picture. It's been modified,
yes,
and
the George,
all kinds of stuff going on to it.
The George Michael sports machine.
It's the only electronic device that's over time has gotten bigger. Most electronics tend to shrink. Not this thing.
No. Nope. And it's been kind of moping in the corner, it looks like, all week.
Yeah, well, it only gets used once a week.
I think it's getting nostalgic.
Right.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go and fire it up. I'm going to try to cheer it up a little bit.
I'm just looking at the sports machine. And there's, several components. There's screens. There are all these interfaces we've talked about. And then there's this giant board of buttons and dials. It's a complicated piece of
machinery. It's got reel-to-reel.
Question.
Can you imagine if Nick wasn't here? I wouldn't be able to operate that thing.
I mean, I gotta all the time, man. I gotta go in with the razor and cut tape and on that reel, and it's not easy.
Mm-mm.
Whatever the button or knob that would possibly generate a dynasty cut has got to be broken.
Well, I'm gonna go try to cheer it up a little bit.
People are clamoring for a dynasty.
That's kind of, yeah. And I never really thought that dynasty was as popular as it apparently is.
The main reason why it is we're almost 130 episodes in and we haven't had a fucking song from it.
That is weird.
Was there an error when this?
Who knows if it even deleted the whole album? We might never get a dynasty cut out of this piece of shit.
You're losing it at the end of that sentence there. The rage music going. So, what do we do?
Yeah. Well, how does this work?
It's got little serial numbers on our passes. I'm gonna go enter one of them.
Okay.
Go type it in. Let me go power it up.
If we don't like the song, can we enter in another serial number and get a different song? Or
yeah, why not?
You guys agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. If we hate the song.
I mean, that's kind of breaking the rules. We'll just have to put it back in. We can't eliminate it.
There are no rules. This is our fucking show.
But we can't eliminate it, right? We have to do it later.
Well, throw it back in the pile, but...
All right.
You know, I'm not in the mood for some piece of horse shit off of Crazy Nights tonight. I'm just going to come right out
and say it. How do you not like Crazy Nights? I don't understand you.
It's terrible.
It's well, turn on the night.
Well, maybe we'll get to that
Nick
today.
Has the turn on the night... Single, Von Vinyl.
I do have that single. God. And the t-shirt.
What a strange individual.
As you know, I have the t-shirt.
The Crazy Nights t-shirt? Yeah,
that was my Mean Gene Okerlund. As you know.
Oh.
There's a series of levers and switches over here. I'm going to try a different combination of switches. And maybe it's right over here.
Right. Are the serial numbers associated with his name? Like, it's Andy. Do you know which his thing is?
Yeah, I've got it.
All right, punch his in.
I'll punch Andy's in. And I'm going to try a different kind of setting with some of these switches here. And
yeah,
I'm,
you
I'm
do
go
that,
plug it in.
Nick. You do that.
Maybe that'll be all the difference, and you'll get your dynasty cut. So here I go.
Just something good. I'm not in the mood for crap tonight.
All right, well, here I go. Go plug it in.
Okay.
Whoa.
What was that? What happened?
Well, that was it. That was the
I think I jarred something loose.
Yeah, he did. What the hell?
That was the sports machine music.
Can you do that again?
Yeah.
You know that that music makes me sick. Because that's the music that from, George Michael's Sports Machine was on late Sunday nights, and that's the music that signaled it's time to go to bed and you have to go to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's that disgusting feeling.
You're up too late already.
Yeah.
Was this thing broken?
No, I must have jarred something loose that was in its memory or something by you doing the different switches. I don't know.
All right. Do something that so we can get out of this episode.
I'm going to type in the numbers here.
Type in Andy's.
Okay,
see what happens.
I have a number, huh?
You got a name and you got a number, like somebody who's not retired anymore once said. But anyway.
This one comes off!
Hot in the Shade.
It's called
Read My Body.
Okay.
Now the
this is a keeper.
Andy's pants are still on.
Barely.
It's a record.
They're fitting tighter as we speak.
Yeah, so. It's going to be difficult to get them off now.
I see the top of his socks.
We might have to cut these pants off. And I might pass out soon due to the lack of blood in my head.
For the benefit of new listeners, this is one that we bring up all the time that we associate with Andy.
You know, it was a matter of time. We finally got it. This is one of the top Andy songs.
Well, this is flipping levers on Andy's loins material.
Exactly. There are a handful of these songs.
File that with Move On and Say Yeah. You know, it's the trifecta so far.
Interesting commentary. I was thinking about this because, you know, long ride to work, listen to the iPhone on shuffle. Any of the songs that, you know, like you said, flip the levers of my loins, they're only Kiss songs. No other.
There you have it.
No other band does it.
So there are more than the three I listed? You don't mention them. But
yeah, I think there are probably about five or six, but not too many.
But the other two or three have yet to come up in the rotation? Because I can't think of what they could be.
I Just Want Us in that mix, and we did that one.
Okay.
But we'll stop there. But yeah, this is definitely one of them. But you know, other music I listen to, it's not for the same reason. But these certain Kiss songs put me in a state of arousal.
they're Paul Stanley for the most part, right?
I mean, yeah, they have to be. It's a requirement.
Yeah, I mean, Gene's not.
He speaks to me.
Gene, like Domino doesn't do it for
me. Nothing.
No,
doesn't mean I don't like it, but it doesn't speak to me in that way.
It speaks to your upper extremities.
You know how like guys have certain types where like some girl who you think is like beautiful, another guy's like, nah, nothing. Doesn't do it for me. Same thing with, you know, Gene and Paul songs. I get it.
Domino does it for you. You're a pedophile, so you might want to
announce that.
Yeah, you might want to just keep that to yourself.
Keep that under your hat, if you will. But yeah, this is exciting. Read My Body. This is one. You know, I think we've said this a couple times recently, but there are these songs. Chris is looking through things on a table. You can give that to Nick.
Charlie Brown dog tag.
I kept that there for you. I forgot to give it to you.
I'll put it at home next to my Metallica Load dog tag that I bought on that tour.
There you go. Perfect.
My dog tag collection.
There you go.
I have a Dane Cook dog tag that I got with a CD.
What is wrong with you?
You can have that too.
You can keep that one.
All right.
Do you wear that out to the bullpen whenever you feel like being a douchebag here in Northwest Indiana?
You know, I'm not.
Who would walk around with Dane Cook merch out in public? Not saying you ever have, but
a lot of people did at one point.
Oh my God, that guy's the fucking worst. Fucking Nickelback of comedians. It's fucking shitty.
You never liked him?
No, he's a complete fucking douchebag. Are you kidding? I can't get past the presentation.
Yeah.
He's a fucking jag-off. Just typical white guy that you just want to take a baseball bat to.
Interesting story. I saw him at the Roosevelt Hotel when I was out there for work one time.
Did he give you diarrhea?
Didn't say hi. That was the end of it. I was going to say hi, decided not to. That's the end of my story.
Good for you. Fuck him.
He's going to get hit with a chair probably.
Yeah, I got no problem with him. If he starts listening, I'm on your side. I always liked him. I have no problem with him.
You guys have low standards.
His movies are horrendous, but he's made me laugh over time. But anyway, you know, we're getting too sidetracked here.
Anyway, I'd like to... You want to get the book out while say a couple words about Read My Body?
Yeah. Let's
see.
The
title of this is... people have probably heard this, or if you're a new listener, Andy and I used to work at Playboy. And we would give pictorials titles online or for the mobile thing, we would pick Kiss titles, and this was obviously one of them.
Yeah,
it got used probably more than once.
Yeah, Read My Body. She's So European. Yeah. Two Sides of the Coin. When there was two girls in one photo set together.
Exactly.
Yeah, we went down the list.
And at the risk of angering that one listener, this is going to be a new discovery for me. I've literally never heard this song.
You haven't?
Wasn't even intrigued enough by the title that we would make jokes about it to listen to it. So,
well,
now, do I get credit for introducing Andy to this song?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I thought that's
100%.
Because I heard it and I'm like, Andy would probably like this,
and he was right. It's a great one. It's a great boner anthem.
This was older brother giving his younger brother a boner. How touching.
There you go.
A touching story.
There was no
How much touching,
touching
involved.
Involved
was
no,
involved
no
there?
No touching involved.
Light touching.
Yeah, okay.
It was like the Technical Ecstasy album. It was like an electrical impulse. I don't know why I thought of that.
Anything of value in the book about this cut?
There's
or?
Very little. Paul Stanley had to say... Bob Halligan is a good writer. Read My Body is a venture into rap.
Oh,
Jesus.
A venture into rap.
Oh, my God.
Batman's doing it again. He did it last week.
I'm never going to compete with Ice-T or Public Enemy or Tone Loc. but it's a cool song. Good chorus.
Why didn't he just throw Vanilla Ice in there?
I was thinking like Young MC was coming out.
You know Young MC Tone Loke brothers.
Are they?
Yep.
Didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Performed at Playboy's Beach House together on the same episode.
Good for them.
Two brothers. One song each. That's all they had. That's all they needed for that show. Yeah, so not much in the book there.
That's fine. We all we care about is Andy's assessment.
You know, for him to say it's their venture into rap, I would say...
That doesn't excite me.
No, but I would say more like All Hell's Breaking Loose was kind of that to me. I don't feel the same way about this song. But
it's very brief, the part that you could even say, oh, okay, that's kind of reminiscent of rap. Speech and rhythm kind of thing. It's more or less a rock song.
Yeah.
A sort of down-tempo rock song.
You know, there's this phrase Nick and I use to describe certain songs, and this is one of them. It's a wiener out at a party song.
Absolutely. It's
when you just, you know, you've had enough to drink or whatever, you're in the right mood, and you just pull your pants down and run around at a party. This is one of those songs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what Batman's doing right now.
Yeah, he is. He's actually licking his butthole as we talk in the middle of the room. Very distracting.
Okay.
So I'm actually jealous. I wish I could do that.
Well, I'm excited to get to the song.
Yeah, I mean, why are we delaying this?
Especially
I mean, Andy's going to pass out if we don't get into it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
He's got no briefs. His are about to burst open.
He's got barely any blood in his upper part of his body at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're reading his body and seeing that there's very little blood from the waist up.
Nick's
ready to pass out.
You're reading my body, and I look like a uppercase E with no top or bottom. That's about it.
He's like the letter T.
Turn sideways.
Yeah,
That's it. That might be giving me too much credit, though.
All right, let's get into it. I'm curious about this thing. Andy loves it. There's a venture into rap. I mean...
Is
there a video for this? Should we do a video?
No. No.
I wish.
No video.
Maybe we'll make one.
What were the videos? Rise to It, Silver Spoon? No, that's
Forever,
Hydra,
obviously.
You could probably take that Is That You video that was posted recently and just put this song on it.
That channel is pretty good, man. I can't think of the name of it, but...
Sexy Chica.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's... I want to hear Mr. Eric... Right. Let's hear the immortal Eric Carr.
All right.
What does he sing on this or what?
Well, he gets it going. He gets
the
it
drumming.
Started.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's get to it, man.
You guys ready to do it?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
It's already sexy.
It is.
Let's face it.
Yeah.
That is sexy. That's a good strutting out dance, like almost like you'd see a stripper back then strutting out on stage to this beat.
I could see them in this era when Paul's kind of taking his shirt off during the show. I could see this drum beat coming out.
Yeah,
with the cowbell. It's actually since the rap seed has been planted here. It's kind of reminds me of early Run DMC.
Yeah,
like a rock box or
sure.
King of Rock,
yeah.
One of those two, which had some rock and roll guitar on them.
Yeah.
That's what that's reminding me of. So hopefully that's the last of it. I'm not really sure I want to hear somebody rapping or attempting to rap in this song.
Sure.
That's, already a very sexy baby girl. No question about it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's like modern R&B. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it kind of touches on that, and that's kind of like a Barry White thing too. It's, you know, the music's kind of getting going. He's like, listen, baby.
Yeah, maybe
he's kind of, you know, he's talking to someone in particular. It's not really part of the song.
He's just
taking this opportunity.
You think they set up a couple of cowbells at waist height and just had Paul run back and forth with a boner and play them?
I mean, that's some dexterity there, if it's possible.
You know, this he was
like a xylophone or something.
You know, he did the Paul Stanley workout back then. He's a flexible man. Aerobics.
Well, it's not about flexibility. It's about rigidity of the cock.
Well, that too. It's a combination.
I mean, to use your cock to generate a sound out of a percussion instrument. That thing's got
to ever read? I was reading something, Reader's Digest, doctor's office. It was saying something about how important roughage is to the diet. I'm a pretty rough guy.
Apparently.
There you go.
Yeah. You can't tell me that guy wasn't tooted up when he said all that stuff. You could just hear it in his voice.
Really?
Yeah, he had a couple bumpy bumps before doing that. Well, no question about it.
I mean, he's...
I wasn't born yesterday.
Well, we're about to hear him just basically enter the caber toss event. let's see where this is going.
No caber needed.
No caber.
He brought his own.
He's going to be throwing around his caber pretty soon.
Right.
Well, let's get to it. Let's make pretty soon right now.
Funky, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah, I mean, it's great. There was a what did we miss? A little guitar lick there
coming in, yeah. But I'll pull it back a second.
Let's hear that.
Now, we haven't gotten to the song that I'm going to bring up right now, which is Little Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's reminiscent of that kind of. It's like the Hot in the Shade album had some serious funk going on.
Yeah, they're
this
down that road
certainly
a little bit.
Does. I can't speak to Little Caesar. That's another one I haven't.
Didn't we do that one?
No.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
No.
Even I know that, and I never know these. We did.
Wow.
We did Rise to It, Read My Body, Silver Spoon, Little Caesar.
We did do
album.
Little Caesar?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I usually know.
What if I'm wrong? Oh, my God. I think I'm right.
Yeah, I can't even keep track anymore.
I'm pretty sure.
Tune in next
right.
week for Little Caesar Part 2.
Yeah, more on that next week. You think we would have bought a Little Caesars for Little Caesar?
Yeah, we would have made more fanfare about it. Is that Eric Carr sang it?
Yeah. Did we do that?
I think we did. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did.
That's too bad.
I feel like we talked about Ain't That Peculiar and all that.
Okay, well then
nonsense,
anyway. This is another song off this album that's got some serious funk going on.
Yeah, no question. Almost like, speaking of that, sort of that kind of extreme had that like funk element to their stuff. And this is somewhat reminiscent of that. But yeah, so far so good. I can see why this makes Andy stand up at attention.
That's right.
Which he's doing right now. Do you want to know what I'm thinking about? Do you wonder, do I want to make you scream and shout? Okay, is that the raps portion or
that's the closest it gets to quote unquote rap?
That's you want to know what that rap is reminding me of? Lamar's rap in Revenge of the Nerds when they did the talent show. I'm not even kidding with that. When he was doing it, I just had a flashback to Lamar.
That's pretty funny.
You know that javelin throw part in that movie is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in motion pictures.
Yeah, so they like engineer one for his bad form or whatever. Yeah.
This limp-wristed style.
Yeah, I mean that's what a movie that is.
Oh, it's a classic. That's another one that's been in rotation lately. Brilliant. John Goodman. Possibly his greatest performance on screen.
Never seen it. More on that later.
Ah, God. Would you like to see what's in my brain? Does your
curiosity make you insane? We need to analyze that lyric.
Right before we got to
One
of the great Paul Stanley outbursts of all time.
Yeah. But how about that one? Does your curiosity make you, or does it drive you insane?
Here's a different approach from what we got last week with the whole guy coming out of the gate trying to pander to the woman. This is jungle maleness
exactly.
on full display.
And that's why it speaks to me in the way I mentioned that it did. Would you like to see what's in my brain? Does your curiosity make you insane? Wow. How about saying that to
a
woman?
If you strutted up to a woman over here at the bullpen, you'd be in the bathroom in about 30 seconds, and you wouldn't be by yourself. Let's just lay it out on the table. Say that line again.
Yeah, and can you play it again, actually?
Yeah. Would you like to see what's in my brain? Does your curiosity make you insane?
Just breathe like vodka breath into a woman's face as you're saying that. Yeah. Boy, you'd be straight laid inside of 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, if you can back it up a few seconds, just to kind of set the mood for the aforementioned
I will.
Brilliant Paul Stanley outburst that
we haven't heard the outburst yet.
No, okay. It's right after this line.
All right, well,
but I do want to, I'll do that in 1 second. I just want to say those two lyrics, the first one and the one we keep repeating, are almost identical, but just different ways of saying it. Because he said, "Would you like to know what I'm thinking about? Do you wonder? Do I want to make you scream and shout?" So it's basically
second version's better.
Agreed, but I mean, he's just kind of, you know.
Consistency of message.
I bet you want to know what I'm thinking about you right now, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah, you do want to know. And he's just putting that in her head.
This is consistency of message. Yep. This is not what we got last week where he was switching gears. He was a slave to his own horniness. Here he's in complete control of what's going on.
And I'm pretty sure we can safely assume that the answer is yes to every question he's posed thus far.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if he had the cowbell playing in the background. I mean,
he was holding the cowbell playing it while talking to the woman.
He's like, hey, hold this.
Yeah. Hold this.
Hold this. Put your arms straight down and hold a cowbell in each hand.
And hold it close to my dick because I'm going to play them with my dick. Make me scream and shout. Shout it out. Would you like to see what's in my brain? Does your curiosity make you insane? Hey! Whoa, insane!
That's one of my favorite moments.
That's a good one.
It didn't live up to the build-up for me.
I'm sorry.
It was pretty good.
That's a good one.
I've heard better.
To yell and say insane Whee! Again. Yeah.
I mean...
Are the letters big enough?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. That's good.
Were you guys noticing the bass playing there?
It's great. I don't know who's playing it.
I don't know either. Was Gene present at the session? I don't know.
I'm leaning towards no.
I'm leaning towards no
if
also.
If it's involved.
Your boy Beauvoir.
Who knows?
If it's an involved bass line, I'm leaning towards no.
Unless
for this era,
unless
I mean.
It's Paul himself, you never quite know.
Maybe.
I mean, it could be Gene, because I don't know at this point where they... Was this right before they got kind of the whole band unity thing working again? Or
I think
was
so.
Or was this the beginning of it? I don't know. Was this kind of when they started pulling it back together?
Based on the music, I would say it's a transitional period. So this could be one or the other, you know. You could be in or out. But whoever's in, there's some cohesiveness going on here. These people are all united in an effort to... put out something fucky.
it is pretty fucky.
Yeah,
funky.
Is,
let's
and
stick with that.
Funky and sexy baby girl for sure.
I'm surprised this wasn't a single.
Yeah, I'm shocked that there's no video for this.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna have to make one myself
with like your Little Richard kind of thing. You'll be Paul Stanley.
Yes, definitely. You know, I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. You know, it's accurate. But anyway. Sorry, I don't know who plays bass on this song. If you slammed on the brakes as you're driving to work, I apologize. But there's no mention of any additional bass player on this album.
Could be
so
Gene, then.
Maybe Gene was back in full force for this one.
Well, whoever.
Maybe I'm lumping this in with some of the other 80s stuff where, you know, if it was more than just the root note of the chord, doom, 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 that they had to bring in someone else because Gene
it is,
couldn't give less of a shit at that time.
Whoever it is, my hat is off to them.
Yeah,
some,
definitely.
Some fine bassing going on.
Yeah.
Here.
And we've said it a million times. We're not, you know, minimalizing what Gene can do on the bass. There's just that period where it seemed like he didn't care. Before that, he played some cool stuff. After
and
that, he did.
Naturally
but that middle period. He just didn't care.
And naturally, it makes us skeptical when we hear something like this.
Right, especially from around that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, that line could have been improved.
I don't think so.
No, you don't think
no.
so?
Andy disagrees with
you. See, part of it is like the era You know, I'm not saying it's like, oh, it's the most clever, brilliant, double entendre, sexy thing. It's just like the way it's delivered and just what he's saying. Are the letters big enough? Do you like the book of my love? Yeah. It's just great.
I won't argue with that. I think it's fine.
Masterful delivery.
No issue with the delivery.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I mean, look, this is something that you could double into the world of approaching a woman at a bar. If you approach with the confidence that he delivered that line and say whatever you want, you're in.
You could say the dumbest thing ever.
You could go to her and say, do you want to know what I'm thinking about?
It'll probably
and she's
work.
Into it.
Yeah.
But if you go up there and you know, you're not really sure, you're not confident, not 100% on it, you're not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
You deliver it with this gusto that he just delivered this chorus with. Like Chris said, you're going to the bathroom.
Speaking of gusto, old Andy's into it, isn't he? He's been phoning it in for a few episodes.
Actually,
now,
for like probably
a
year.
He's the Gene Simmons of this podcast. Yeah,
middle period. I kind of
just totally checked out. Disengaged. Not today.
No,
not today.
Yeah, I was trying to do some Hollywood stuff. Shot Kirstie Alley to death in a movie. Now I'm back.
It's always fun when we get one of our favorite songs.
It is
either one of us. If it's one of our favorites,
makes it more fun.
It's always fun. Yeah. And this is, yeah, clearly.
The good news is we've got plenty more in the future, so.
Yeah, true.
What was that lyric? Oh,
that's a good line.
Missed it.
It was, read my body, turn the page, get to the good stuff.
Reminds me of that scene.
The
in,
whole book boot motif. Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Does anybody else think of Slapshot when they hear that line?
Which part of it?
Where the guy's wife gives him a book to read while they're on the bus on the road, and she either underlined or highlighted all the juicy parts of the book for him.
Right, right, right.
For whatever reason, I think of that every time I hear that line.
Oh, he's taking it there.
He's just ratcheting up the heat over and over again. Damn.
Now, see, I have a question because I hear that lyric one way and I'm reading it another way right now. So he said,
talk about it, Andy. Let's discuss it.
Let's discuss. Would you like to go on a moonlight ride? We're on the same page there, okay?
Would you like to go on a boat ride?
Maybe it isn't a boat.
This is Roger's theme song all of a sudden.
What is this, Sarajevo? Bam! Every time you hit a pothole. okay. Would you like to go on a moonlight ride? Do you think you want to show me what you're like inside? That's the lyric I'm reading.
I heard what you like inside.
That's what I've always heard.
And that's the first time I've heard it. I heard what you like inside.
I've always thought it was what you're like inside.
Really?
Yeah.
See, Chris and I are creeps.
I think that, yes, it illustrates the differences between the people here in the room. It's like a Rorschach test.
Yeah, you see what you want to see.
What's on your mind.
Yeah.
But I've never heard the song. I didn't know it was coming. I heard what you like inside.
Yeah.
And we all know what that is.
Yeah, you want me to dump it in there?
Well, what you're like inside is practically the same thing.
No,
right?
That could mean anything.
It's not
that could be
the same
like
thing
feelings.
At all, actually.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, you know, are you a good person?
Oh, you're talking that.
No, we're talking, I mean, that could you could interpret it that way, what you're like.
I'm thinking like he wants.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm thinking like the take it off.
I'm thinking like body temperature he wants
to know. Right, right, right. Yeah. Okay, well, then we're back. Well, now we're on the same page again.
That's what I think.
There's one way to gauge that. Sink a thermometer into it.
You just don't get that anymore. We've got to listen to that again.
What was that? Just a series of outbursts?
He was saying something. Yeah, show me.
Yeah,
he just did a crazy outburst.
Yeah, yeah. That's why it's not what it's what you like inside.
Yeah.
This reinforces it. Go ahead. Yeah, show me. Great. This is excellent.
And Bruce is getting a little sexy.
Oh, hell yeah. They're all sexy.
Everybody is sexy on this track.
This is like Chili Peppers sexy level, even beyond
that. Yeah, beyond that, I would say. This is sexier than Sir Psycho Sexy, I'm going
to
say.
I think I'd have to agree with you. I wasn't prepared for this myself.
See, your jeans are getting a little tight over there.
A little bit.
Good thing you got that hooded sweatshirt. You can point it up and hide it.
I wore sweats today.
I can thread my erection into this kangaroo pocket on the front of this thing here. Nobody will ever know.
That could be another double meaning, huh?
Yeah, this whole thing. Yeah, there's all sorts of things going on here. Various interpretations.
Would you like to touch? Because wait, if you remember the last lyric, show me what you like inside. Right? Then he goes to show me, whoa, whoa, whoa. Would you like to touch? Because now we know what it is that she likes inside. He's saying, do you want to touch it? So now that you showed me,
you
pointed at it. Do you want to touch it?
Yeah.
That's the next line. Pretty much, do you want to know how good it can get and how far it can go?
Oh, my God.
Now
yeah,
that line.
This guy, this like I said earlier, this is like jungle maleness depicted in song. I mean, this guy is just, I mean, this is like, this is beyond Mendoza levels of sexy. This might be the sexiest song I've ever heard. I'm not even joking.
No, that last line.
I wasn't ready for this. I knew Andy liked the song. I had no clue it was this potent.
That speaks to you, too. Join the club.
That last line.
I'm going to download this motherfucker after we're done.
That last line, that's a really intense double entendre, even by comparison with the rest of the lyrics.
How far it can go.
How far it can go. That's there's a double entendre.
Do you want to measure by inches? Or you could be like, oh, you know.
The situation
The situation's getting far. Or let's literally measure how far it can go. In whichever end you want to measure.
You're going to need a lady's choice. You're going to need a tailor's tape measure because it's not going to be a straight shot.
And put one end of it all the way down to the root. Okay? You need to get an accurate measurement here.
That's true. You got to push in the little pube fat going all the way to the root.
Oh, this is great. This is great. I was not expecting it to be this good. I wasn't expecting anything, as we don't know what we're going to get.
But once you heard the name, you said you hadn't heard the song.
Yeah, but you know, Hot in the Shade, 80s Kiss is hit or miss for me. This is a direct hit.
Right.
This is great. What were those two lines?
Baby, if you're lost between the lines, open up your eyes and see the signs.
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
all
girl.
Right, now we've gone into a driving reference.
See the signs. This is, what was it, Gimme More that had the hitting the highway line?
Yeah.
Right.
Standing 69
whatever
reference,
it was.
Whatever that was. I don't know. Lost Between the Lines is pretty funny.
Yeah.
More the reading stuff, though. He can make reading sexy. How about that? No. Who would think that would be a vehicle for sexy music delivery? When you talk about reading.
Yeah, it's a book he's talking about. I mean, that's the whole metaphor here.
Right.
And somehow it's working.
Well, read between the lines. That's just coming to me. I was thinking the lines, lane markers on the road.
No, he's talking
read between the lines.
Yeah,
I get it now. What was the second half of that?
Open up your eyes and see the signs.
See, that's what I was thinking. Road signs, the lines on the road, in your lane.
He meant look down.
What road
sign? Do you see this zipper about to burst?
What road sign would he be referring to?
It would be the curvy arrow.
Yeah.
I was going to say some kind of wildlife crossing.
Or it could be that.
Some kind of shaved wildlife crossing, perhaps.
I'm sorry, I missed
it. Yeah, it's okay.
Too late.
Okay.
Or maybe like the one with the two humps and the truck in the middle, like a semi going through a mountain.
Like a falling rock.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, one of those. That works too.
Dropping loads.
That's exactly.
Some kind of steep hill kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Stop it there.
I almost had that same outburst listening to that guitar solo.
You liked it?
He was killing it. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, right.
Are you kidding?
The guy's got
the band was just fucking pounding it out underneath that. Man, that was great. I was not expecting this. This is way better than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just thought it was some 80s cheese that, for whatever reason, resonated with Andy.
Like a turn on the night that doesn't work for you, but works for me.
Yeah,
works
but this is, you know, you're not in tune with yourself if this doesn't make something happen within yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, this is primal stuff. Gets to the animal in you. If it doesn't, listen to some Mumford and Sons. Fuck out of here.
That's exactly it. You just said out. It. Gets to the animal in you.
Turn off this podcast. Go listen to some fiddle playing asshole.
Or go find out. Go find your animal and come back to us.
No, don't even. Just get out. Go. Just go.
No second chance.
Go to your fucking modern hipster stupid music and leave this area to the men of the world.
All right. Any other thoughts on the solo? You want to move on?
Nick, do you want to weigh in on that? I don't know what else to say other than it was awesome.
Great feel. Appropriate for the subject matter, as tends to be the case in a lot of the Kiss songs. I find myself saying that a lot.
This song is
between multiple guitarists also. You know, it's not just one guy that had a knack for doing that.
And this is definitely a bridge to revenge, this song.
Yeah, and by the guitar tone and the playing. And it's I really enjoyed the part where they had the little the second guitar kind of creep in and do a little harmony kind of thing there.
Cool stuff.
Nice little frill that they added.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. it's what would you say? Passion would be the word to sum it up.
Passion guitar song?
It was played with passion.
There you go. I like that.
I would think so. I'm thinking Bruce is making some faces. He's making straining kind of faces when he's recording this one.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. He's into it.
This is the era where Bruce had those like dress shirts with the patterns on them that you had one of.
I had the exact same shirt. I had his a lot. And didn't I wear it to the Arcata Theater?
Is that where you were? Yeah, I think you're right. It was, but it was from the Hot in the Shade tour, wasn't it? From the DVD?
It was.
When they're in Detroit?
It was either that or it was a picture of it on Alive 3.
Oh, okay. It's one of those, but yeah.
I think I still have it. I don't think it fits anymore, but I should shoot a picture of it.
Yeah.
But
was that your stage gear at one point, or did you
I wore it on stage a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. On the same page with
me
Bruce,
and Kulik shopped in the same stage wear areas. So, yeah, excellent. Very good. Bridge to Revenge. I mean, devoid of any 80s cliches. Granted, the 80s were almost over, but refreshingly devoid of any 80s shred guitar stupidity. So, good stuff.
Yeah, that delivery.
He's almost getting a little angry.
Yeah, he's
another case. The horniness is just taking over at this point.
Right.
He's lost control.
Yeah.
Still got the confidence and the swagger, but, you know, he's had enough talk.
He's in the midst, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is not.
Oh, you think he's.
No, the seduction has concluded. at this point. The guitar solo is when it started, I think. The next.
You think they're mid-coitus here?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Why else would he be barking at her like this?
Yeah, you're right. But what's the precious time that she's wasting?
I mean, it's a competition at this point. It's a battle.
See, to me, it almost comes off like your Viagra hard-on is wearing off, and he wants to get this done.
This is in the middle of the act. This is where it's becoming a competition of thrusting, basically.
Oh. Wow.
They're trying to overpower each other.
Yeah, who is that on the couch?
They're trying to overpower each other via thrust, and this is just what it brought out in him.
Jeez, Nick.
He's barking at her.
9 months from today, he's going to have a third child. I mark it down.
Did you catch that little ooh,
little key change?
Of course.
Is that a key jump? Is that what they call that in music?
Yeah, it is.
What was your reference to that on your MySpace page?
I don't remember. I
always appreciated that about your MySpace page.
I'll have to track that down.
Spot on commentary about musical cliches.
What a great comment. I always appreciated that about your MySpace page. It's a great isolated comment to say to someone.
Yeah, good luck finding
that. That and the glittering My Little Pony background.
Oh, yeah. Everybody
has
that.
Wasn't that great about MySpace?
A bunch of shit starts playing when you go there.
10 minutes to load someone's page.
A nightmare.
You know, those were the days,
though. Stupid nightmare. It was?
And then it got out of hand. I mean, it was a good start. It got ugly. But now, yeah.
Stepping point to where we are today.
I don't want to launch into a social media tirade, but, you know, I think the appropriate people were using it then. And now it's just...
every dickhead out there.
Every dickhead on earth posting dumb crap, just reposting political arguments.
Well, yeah.
Back then it was just people trying to hook up with each other and send pictures of funny things. That was it. Pretty much all MySpace was.
And who could have the most garish background?
Well, that became the
wallpaper.
Yeah.
But, what's going on now is just idiocy.
Yeah.
Times a million.
Mr. Gene Simmons
makes an appearance.
Doing a little lick it up back and forth pretty much, huh?
Yeah. He heard the song. He's like, all right, I have to be involved in some way.
He's like, I will get attention from the opposite sex.
Well,
just
this is pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should get involved here. See, now that's he's totally like, body, body. With each thrust, he's just punctuating it with those vocal stabs.
Yeah, that's like a...
Vocal and hip stabs are happening in concert here.
It's always good when the guy is more into his own body and just telling her, yeah, look at that body. And he's looking at himself in the mirror.
That's Patrick Bateman in American Psycho.
That's exactly the road he's going down.
Drilling into this woman, just flexing in the mirror and looking at himself.
Yeah.
That rules.
It does. I rewound it.
Oh, man.
he's throwing it all out there.
Extra, extra, read all about it. That's something that Nick Manning would have in his fucking arsenal. You know what? This is like dangerous level of cheesiness in the lyrics, which I appreciate, actually. I mean, I can see how you could not like it. I think this is great. Play that again. That's fucking hilarious. Extra, extra. Fucking brilliant stuff. Extra, extra, read all about it.
Is that just how he ends it? Like he's just wow. just keeps repeating yeah.
Yeah, it probably once this is faded out, he's probably still doing it for another couple minutes.
For a lesser man, that's the I'm getting close. That's how he does it. Almost. He just says yeah, yeah for about 30 seconds yeah. without taking a breath.
That was the ultimate explosion that happened.
Yeah.
And then Bruce is standing there in the corner playing a solo afterwards.
He celebrates for Paul. He's like, that was awesome, dude. He starts playing the guitar.
High-fiving yeah. each other.
Bruce hits all the cues, no problem.
Yep.
There was a real sense of unity on this track.
With the am I fucking? Okay, I'm in the motherfucker.
I mean,
that's what everyone said on the band.
Fucking on this.
I'm thinking that might have been Gene on the bass. I'm like,
yeah, I think so.
I'm
too.
Kind of, I'm buying the whole thing of Kiss is a band, and everybody's.
This might have been the bridge to Revenge.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so really
through fucking around with the Sunset Strip version. I mean, this had those elements, but musically, this was way beyond all that.
Yep. Well, are you guys ready to vote?
I'm ready.
Yeah. Ready for Hell or Hallelujah voting? Who wants to go first? How about Nick? Nick goes first today.
Well, yes. Yes, of course I'm going to do Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know. I mean, this is one that I remember when we first got a hold of the CD. It was our older brother that bought it, like right around the time it came out. And this wasn't one that at the age we were at that we were listening to. But after entering adulthood, both Andy and I really got into this one. And it's fun. It's intense. It's great. It's got
sexually charged.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those where you can file it under the guilty pleasures, arguably. And I don't know. It's just wonderful.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. That's the word I was looking for.
There you go.
Who's going next?
Well, Andy has to go last. Okay. Not that there's any suspense, but I wanted to talk at length about what's happened here today. But yeah, yes, of course, for me, Hallelujah. Quite literally, the first time I'd ever heard the song, and. Way better than I expected it to be. In fact, I'll be downloading it.
So it's not the last.
Owning this
first and not the last.
Big ups for me, Andrew.
I'm going to give it a. You know, the sign of a truly great song.
There he goes.
Here we go. I took the mic off the stand for this one because I want to speak at length.
Leaning back, his eyes are half shut.
Yep, I'm holding court.
Everybody listening, please sit down for a few minutes.
He's got the mic is in his fingertips. It's not true. Like his hand isn't wrapped around it. He's like holding it like, you know, Dick Cavett or something. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, this is good. Let's just sit back and be regaled by
all right. So
Andy.
The sign of a truly great song is one that, you know, things you can't explain, something about the song. Kind of takes you elsewhere or like puts your mind in another place, you know? It's not just like, oh, that was a difficult thing to play on the guitar, so that's cool, or like, oh, that's you know, really clear recording of something. But when there's a song where as a whole it does something to you or it makes you feel a certain way, you know, that's the sign of a truly great song. And there are
no question.
And they're only a handful of songs that do what this song does to me. Or it turns
They're all Kiss songs, right?
Yeah, exclusively.
They're all Paul songs.
100%.
Wow.
Where it turns me from a mild-mannered gentleman to a raging ass monster. And this is one of those songs. I don't know how else to put it. Just gets me worked up.
So it's kind of orchestral to a point where every little factor has to be there exactly where it is.
Yeah,
it achieves an overall effect.
Exactly. If you played it on an acoustic guitar, I'd be like, oh, that was cool. But it's just not the same. You know what I mean? It has to be the whole.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, but there's just something about certain songs like this where you can listen to it, and it puts you in a certain mental state, and it takes a while to get out of it. So you guys might want to run.
Yeah. We're being asked to leave.
Get out while you can.
Yeah, let's get to the next round of voting so we can get the hell out of here.
Yep. Let's do it because, you know, I'm worked up over here.
Oh, but there's some suspense here, I would think.
Getting all
maybe.
Charged up.
Although he's all charged up. I don't know if I want to.
I don't know how he's going to get rid of that.
For our own self-preservation.
There's only one way to get rid of
it. I don't know how he's going to make the swelling go down, but I don't really want to be here to find out.
All right. Well, since it got three hallelujahs, it takes us to the next round.
The ice pack would just be steaming if they tried laying it on there.
Yeah, don't go near that area.
All right, Hammond! I got a question for you.
All right, Hammond. Is Read My Body a Stone Cold Kiss classic? You know, that's a tough call. Because, you know, it's not... I don't think it's an obvious classic. They never play it live. They didn't make a video. It's not on any greatest hits.
Maybe they're doing it on the cruise.
I was just about to say that. Maybe that's happening as we speak.
Well, yeah, they bust those songs out on the cruise, but...
How about that cowbell coming through here, too?
Yeah. Paul's playing it.
A lot of percussion elements to this program on this episode.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
So, yeah.
My vote's in.
It has to be a unanimous good, good, real good, as you know. Chris's vote's in. Nick, do you have a vote?
I do.
No, Andy should go first, obviously.
Probably should, huh?
I'll go second. Is that okay with you,
yeah.
Nick?
It's fine. Same vote either way.
All right. The votes are in, match game style. And Andy says good.
Chris says good.
Real damn good.
Whoa.
Yeah!
I did not see that coming from you guys.
Well, I was not about to say not good and have you knock me down with your erection.
Well, I think it's another one of these is in order.
Yes!
How about?
Yes!
Why not?
Yeah, you know, mainly to appease Andy, but also, you know, what this, again, is a song that was way better than I expected it to be. And the
boom!
The subject matter is classic Kiss. It's exactly what you want to hear from them. The guitar solo was great. Drumming, percussion, bass playing, all on point. Why not?
I love Shave Beaver.
It's, would we say pretty much this is the quintessential, like, when Paul's in this kind of mode?
Which is, like, the best mode.
This is one of, I don't know, does this take top honors? In this kind of Paul Stanley, just, like, you know, overly amorous Paul Stanley kind of song?
I think to me it does. But I know, I understand that, like, you know, the classic Paul Stanley is probably first, what?
Well, what would be
Six years of Paul Stanley?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, as far as a song, though, a particular song, what else? I mean, you said I Just Wanna earlier, which that one...
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
That one I'd put even above this one, as just song-wise. But is that the other one that... That comes close as far as reaching like
it does
full on just lustfulness, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's one of them. I mean, Take It Off too. That's another great one.
Yeah, yeah.
It was more playing a character in that though.
True.
I Just Want is like coming from his own
right
core of his being.
It's autobiographical.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else. I mean, he wasn't this. Full-on horny in the 70s.
I mean,
he was horny, but not to this extent.
There's like, Let's Put the X in Sex, You Make Me Rock Hard. I mean, that's... I'm not saying those songs are as good as this song.
But no, but they're not.
But they're probably as horny as this song.
They were horny.
All Night. True.
All Night is up there, too.
All Night is definitely up there, yeah. Yeah. I'd forgotten about that one.
I mean, those are some of the...
Rise to It.
Rise to It's up there, but... again.
Well, that's on this album too.
Yeah,
yeah. This one dusts Rise to it. I mean, yeah.
I think. I mean, it's up there. I think I would have to admit, even though we are celebrating this song right now, I think the opening line of "I Just Wanna" tops pretty much anything.
I think you're right.
But no, I can't. Cannot downplay the effectiveness of the song.
Yeah,
neck and neck,
hard to do it. But
so, shaft and shaft, possibly.
So we just done did it, huh?
Yeah.
Let's put the seal on it.
Yeah, we might as well, huh? I don't know if there's anything else to say.
Yeah, I don't even know if we need any afterglow here. I mean, it's just been an explosion, and you know, just roll over and go to sleep at this point,
or just hit play all over again.
We need like maybe a half hour, then we can hit play again. Recharge. Get some lemonade or something.
Lemonade.
Get some Country Time lemonade.
Get some another helping of nose whiskey.
All that.
At it.
You haven't said Power Snake in a while. You're using some newer.
I'm over to nose whiskey.
Power
like
Snake
that.
Was a very early Pot of Thunder catchphrase.
It was.
Well,
forgotten.
It's back
about
in
that.
Use. You guys just used.
You're
it.
Right.
It's good. It'll come back into play when we get some Peter Crisp.
Well, all right. You know, if you disagree that Read My Body is a Stone Cold Kiss classic, I'm sorry.
That's just the fucking way it is.
No
Talk
argument.
About someone who's charged up. Yeah. Paul Anka. Not messing around.
No, sir. All right. Well, let's get out of here. I should probably mention
Nick
this.
And I need to get out of here. Yeah. Something crazy is going to happen under this roof. And
right.
We don't want to be part and parcel to it.
Yep. I should always mention, if you want a Pot of Thunder t-shirt, if you want one. I mean, you know, we get like barely anything
it's
from
Pot of Thunder month, right?
Yeah. Go to tpublic.com. Search Pot of Thunder. There are two designs up there right now. Maybe more later. We'll
there
see.
Should be more.
There right. should be more. If there, you're listening to this yeah. in the future, there are more. But two right now. Yeah, I just want to mention every time.
People seem to be happy with the quality.
I don't want this to turn into a commercial, and you know, but if you want one, it's there.
They're good. Hey, it's a good logo.
Yeah, you know? It's nice.
You got your Jericho shirt on. I'm realizing that both have the left fist.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Raw as Jericho shirt as a so celebration.
There's another connection.
Yep. Yep. So I think it's time to go. You guys got to get out of here. I can't have you here anymore.
Yeah, he's going to fire one off into the toilet bowl.
This might put a dent in the toilet.
That would be something. They don't even have Halloween on October 31st every year anymore. It's like, quit fucking with Halloween.
Yeah,
I don't even like Halloween. It pisses me off that they're fucking with it.
Right.
Jesus.
It
God.
It is strange how they
And we can't blame this on previous generations. This is all on us. We have grown up to be a bunch of pussies collectively.
It's true.
There's no doubt about it. It's ridiculous. You got fucking towns dictating when Halloween's gonna be. Fuck you,
yeah,
man.
And